kiddos. Handsome Jack here. You're listening to Start Replay.
Pushy Snuggle Vices, my main squeeze.
I thought I would take some time away from battling Dr. Nefarious and introduce a brand new Start Replay podcast.
Presumably because you have half a brain in your head. Okay, kisses.
Hello, everyone. My name is Josh. I'm from Start Replay, and you're listening to episode 20 of the Start Replay podcast. I have Joel with me.
Hello.
Today is not going to be any old episode. It's going to be new, as always, but we're going to be talking about my review score for Batman Arkham Knight and why I gave it 100%. I know, it's controversial, to say the least.
Oh, yeah.
But
oh, yeah.
We figured it would be a good time to sit down and talk about it. But first, Joel's going to be talking about his Minecon experience. He went to that in London recently. And there might be a few other things that pop into our heads if there's anything newsworthy. But next to that, Joel, how have you been?
So yeah, Minecon. I went this past weekend. It's up in London in the Excel Centre. That was a new experience for me. I've never been to the Excel Centre. Have you ever been there?
I've been there once for the London Marathon. You needed to get all your kit from there.
It's quite big.
It is
big. But the annoying thing about it is so out of the way.
It's in the middle of nowhere.
I guess if you live in Essex, it's all right. But if you live where we live, in the southwest, it's a bit of a pain in the ass to get there because you have to trek all the way across London.
Yeah, it sucks.
But apart from that, it's a nice venue, very big, very big halls. And yeah, I like watch the opening ceremony. It was really cool.
How many people were dressed up as Minecraft characters?
Oh, yeah, there was a good amount. They had a costume contest, as you do in these sort of places. Lots of young kids, like between maybe 8 and 16 on average, dressed up as like creepers and all your standard stuff. And yeah, it was all right. Some of the costumes were quite cool. But the real sense you get is that kids freaking love Minecraft. Like, I met so many people... I met so many people who travelled from all over the world. Australia, New Zealand, so many Americans, Germans, French, everything. They travelled all
diverse.
Across the world just for the event.
Wow.
Whole families,
wow.
Families of five. They'd get on a plane from America to come to London to that event. It was pretty insane. And yeah, the cost of the ticket, I didn't... The cost of the ticket.
You didn't have to pay because you did some volunteering.
Is that correct? I thought I'd give something back to the Minecraft community that I've loved for so many years. Well, loved as a kid, kind of.
Well, you have been a big Minecraft fan. I've never been a big Minecraft fan. I've
yeah,
never
well,
been a Minecraft fan.
Like, I don't really play it anymore, but...
I've got two copies. One on Xbox One and one on PS4, and yet I haven't really played it properly, which I probably should do.
Yeah, it's an experience.
What was it? What was your first experience of Minecraft like?
Oh,
like your
holy
first...
shit. Right, so first things first, I didn't bother with that single player shit. Me and my brother got together and we both bought the game and I created a local server, and because we were in the same house, it was very easy for us both to play on the same server. So what we did, we watched a few of the Augscast videos before we played, knew like the basics, but not much more. So it was just amazing. We just spawned in and it was daytime and it was slowly turning to night. So we found this hill and I remember my very first base, like the back of my hand. It was just a hole in the side of a hill that was two blocks high, so the height of your character. So if you press space, you don't jump, you just hit your head. So claustrophobic. Like one torch, because we didn't have any coal, and a furnace and a crafting table. And then slowly what we did was dig down and ladders to mine down. And then eventually we got to like a mob spawner and we shot ourselves and died. And then, yeah, that was my first experience on Minecraft. But
wow.
It was just amazing. So, yeah, I thought I'd give something back to the community. But what
that's
it really
good. That's
meant
nice.
Is I got to go to Minecon for free.
Yeah, no, that's cool.
Because the ticket costs £130.
For 2 days.
Yeah, for both days. But personally, the amount of... things to do there, you could quite quickly, unless I understand for the younger children, because a lot of it will really amaze them, but someone my sort of age would get bored quite quickly there.
Right.
And personally, I don't think it's worth £130, but...
Well, they want to make as much money as they can. Of course, it's
well,
Microsoft
actually,
who own it now.
They only let 10,000 people in over the 2 days.
Only.
Oh, it's
no
not,
more.
Not a huge amount, no more. And apparently Mojang actually they subsidize it, so the ticket costs don't pay for the venue and all the panelists and all this sort of stuff. And all the equipment. So Mojang have to pay up a bit for it, so yeah. But I guess it's quite an exclusive event, really hard to get tickets. But yeah, overall, really enjoyed it.
Met some good, cool I'm glad. People. And then we met each other on the train on the way back.
Yeah, it was really
totally
weird.
Totally by coincidence.
Like, I was on my way back from Minecon after being awake for
late at night.
Ridiculous amount of hours. Yeah, it's like 11 or 10 in London.
I was also in London at that night. And
but we didn't really know that we were both in London. And then I was just sat on this train in Paddington, waiting for it to leave, minding my own business. And then this like, tall figure just
Joel
just shouts in the carriage, and everyone turns around, and then we just what the fuck? And it's like,
yeah, it probably looked like a really manic person.
It was like five seconds
Joel! Oh my god, what the fuck?
Yeah, it was like a 5 second what the fuck moment. How has this happened? So yeah, it's just the utter coincidence. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Well, I'm looking forward to hopefully getting some time and just sitting down for an hour or two. Playing Minecraft from the beginning.
What we'll do?
I'm just doing my.
Have you got on Xbox?
I've got on both.
We can play on Xbox because I've got an Xbox copy. It's Minecraft. It's the same on fucking every game.
Yeah, I know, but trophies, man. No, don't worry.
Well, like getting wood and
that's exactly getting wood. I love to get wood.
Yeah, it's the best achievement.
Cammy says hi, by the way.
Hi, Cammy. Take a picture and send it to me.
Sorry, you know, she'll probably listen to this.
Oh no.
So congratulations.
I meant to say take a picture of me and send it to her, not the other way around.
Yeah, I thought you said I thought you said that at the beginning.
Take a picture and send it. please don't.
Oh god,
I don't want that.
That's
embarrassing.
Not for you.
That I don't want that, but not that I do, like, it's whatever.
I don't want that.
No, you probably don't.
Least of all. So yeah, anyway, that's Minecraft stuff.
Minecon, decent. Good time.
You should go to Minecon. Where do you think it's going to be next
year? Oh, 100% America, because it went Vegas, then Paris, then America, then London.
Wow.
It's now it's going to go back to America. It's crazy. Probably, so. Or they're rumouring Australia, but probably America.
Wow. That'd be cool. Australia can be a reason to go there.
Everything's upside down, so.
Yeah.
Bit different.
So let's get down to the pudding, the main bulk. The epic center of this podcast, which is my review score for Batman Arkham Knight. So, what did I give Batman Arkham Knight, Joel?
Well, somehow Batman Arkham Knight received a big fat 100 out of 100.
It's not the first 100% we've had on the site. Matt gave Transistor 100. I gave GTA 100. I'm now giving this 100. I still see it, you know, in the sense of when with our old website, my old website, and the structure of we had 10 out of 10. So, I still see 100 out of 100 as 10 out of 10.
But you can also see 95 out of 100 as 10 out of 10.
What?
95 out of 100 is 10 out of 10.
No!
Doesn't make any sense. If you're not 0.5-ing, if you round up, 95 is 100.
That doesn't make any sense.
So, I guess you could have given it 97 and it would have still been 10 out of 10.
I was this close, and obviously no one can see how close it is with my fingers, but
it's about the size of Josh's penis.
2 millimeters. I was that close to giving it 98%. I had already sort of had my mind on it, and I was like, no, I have to.
Why
can't give it 100.
Why did you drop those 2% originally?
Why did I originally? Well, I originally dropped the 2% because I was like, well, there's always something to improve on.
Well, the freaking PC release for
and,
a start.
Yeah, but I wasn't playing on PC. I was playing PS4, the best platform to play on. And like the now these are spoilers, by the way. Probably spoilers are going to be written throughout this episode, just to let you all know.
Spoiler alert.
So you probably shouldn't keep listening if you don't want to hear any Arkham Knight spoilers.
So thanks for listening.
Yeah,
those
but,
who
but
don't
come
want to
back
listen.
To this point of around about 9 minutes, 8 minutes, wherever we are on the track.
Yeah, we're recording on freaking tape.
Yeah, we're going 80s.
We're in a treehouse right
style.
Now. We've got long
so
curly
cool.
hair.
That'll be so cool.
CRB radio.
I've got suspenders on.
Suspenders. I've got double denim.
Nice.
And Converse.
Going double denim. Oh, that's nice. So yeah, that and also the Arkham Knight reveal, his identity. I felt it was a bit of a cop-out, you know, because at the end of the day, the story has always already kind of been told. It's been done in an animated movie, and I already saw it coming as soon as they announced it, but then I sort of pushed it to the back saying, no, it can't be that. Mainly because Rocksteady said, it's a brand new character. We've worked with DC, do this and this. And I kept thinking throughout the entire game, who the hell would have this much of a grudge against Batman other than one of the Robins that died or supposedly died, etc., etc.? Who would have that much of a reason to go against him, you know? And there was no one I could think of. So when, you know, when things finally came out that it was... Oh, God, I'm going to get it wrong now. Jason Todd, which is, I believe, that's one of the Robins. The second Robin or the third. I'm pretty sure it's the second. But regardless, anyway, yeah, those are the points why I decided to drop it. But I brought it back up because I thought, no, there's a cop-out. You just think about, I thought about my experience with everything, right? My experience with the entire game and all the emotional moments. There were so many emotional moments in there, and the story was so well crafted, and the music and the gameplay and everything about it. I just kept thinking, no, for the entirety of your experience, mostly, you were like, holy shit, this is amazing. And the story they told was amazing anyway. It just wasn't, you know, there's no other way they could have done it. But yeah. it just wasn't as much of a, you know, if I hadn't seen the animated film as to, you know, what they've done kind of with it before, the unveiling of Jason Todd coming back, etc., then I probably would have been even more amazed. But there's so many things inside the game, like Joker coming back in like Batman going mental basically and seeing hallucinations of Joker everywhere he goes. And Joker will be commenting on events. So if you're sneaking an event, he'll be outside with the thugs, like, arms around them, going, ooh, it looks as though you're going to beat these guys up sometime soon and all this other stuff. And it was just mental. Such a bizarre experience. And for, again, I say in my review, I am a 100% fanboy of Batman. So that probably had something to do with it. Of course it had something to do with it. I love it.
It sways it.
But
a bit,
at Star Replay, we give the games, it's our user, you know, it's our own reviews. It's our own opinion. It's not like we're on Metacritic.
Yeah.
You know?
It's personal.
It is. It's personal. So I wouldn't begrudge you if you gave Star Wars Battlefront when it releases 100%.
Which, actually, I don't know whether I'm allowed to say this or not. I was lucky enough to get some hands-on time in the alpha.
Yeah.
I'm not actually... I'll get in trouble for disclosing anything because
yeah.
there's been videos and leaks
oh,
and
yeah.
stuff.
No, there have
and
been, yeah. I'll keep it light.
I've been freaking pissed, but... Holy shit. Really fucking... really fun.
Well, good.
And it's
that's not bad. That's not. It's not like EA would like bat us down for saying
no.
it's good.
Holy shit!
Maybe we
good.
Said it was shit.
It is my expectations.
I thought you were gonna say it was shit.
Like the bar has freaking flown up. But yeah, after play, like I've never really, I've enjoyed Batman games, but never really gripped them and really enjoyed them. But after playing that, I have this weird term. Like certain games I play, I feel are called. Proper games, and the main sort
because
of
because it's actually really detailed and really
yeah the main
up.
The main reason I say proper games is because the devs I feel put their heart and soul into every millimeter on the map almost like a game I would call a proper game
unrelenting
Uncharted,
commitment to
Last of Us
yeah
that game by Batman.
Have you seen the Uncharted full demo, by the way?
No,
I'll have
I haven't
to show
watched
you
it
that
yet.
After
yeah,
this,
I'll
sorry.
Watch it. Yeah, yeah. Holy crap. That'd be awesome. But yeah, those are what like I call proper games.
Yeah.
Games like, I don't know, FIFA and Call of Duty, the games that get recycled year on year, they're not proper games.
Yeah, they're
to
more
me.
Like they're more like fast food experiences. It's like going to a fast food restaurant opposite a restaurant.
Yeah, yeah, and the same with Assassin's Creed and
that made sense,
like
right?
Need for Speed. Yeah, because like it's a proper fleshed out, fully fledged like beast of a game that the devs have worked their asses off for.
But then we could be surprised. Black Ops 3 could turn out to be.
Oh yeah,
like, we're not saying you know we can't. They
like,
can't.
There's,
you know.
There's Call of Duty titles which I would call a proper game, like. Call of Duty Modern Warfare, the original one, when that came out.
Yeah,
that,
oh my
that
god.
That was freaking so detailed and so different and changed the history of
that was amazing.
Online FPSs. Like, another game would be Halo 3. And that was awesome. But then you've got like, I don't know, Halo 4, which was a bit...
And Halo 5, which looks just like COD.
Oh,
COD,
yeah,
But for Batman, what, I mean, you were quite, obviously, you were like, I can't believe, how did you give it 100%?
Yeah, I think if it
but
wasn't...
But you have experienced it a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, if our website was more general rather than personal views, it wouldn't have achieved that because of, like, the very, very shoddy PC release. I think it's still not even sold on Steam anymore. yeah, that really ballsed up.
Yeah. But what I was surprised, sorry to interrupt, but I was surprised to see that people like IGN, in, I believe, each of their different territories, the different teams give it different scores, which I find really weird.
Really?
So, like, the Dutch one gave it a 9.4 and the US one gave it a 9.2. And
you'd
I was like,
that.
What? Why? You need to be... You need. To...
Yeah.
But then, I don't know, it must be very complicated because obviously they've got different audiences.
I guess
they've
got
there.
A huge like amount of staff and a huge amount
and
of
they're
audience,
all over the world, so...
And they can't...
It makes sense, I guess.
Like, one game comes out, one big game comes out a month.
Yeah.
And that's probably not enough to satisfy all those people, so...
Yeah.
They
exactly.
probably have to spread it out. And also, like... If you've got, I don't know, Dutch or Russian or German or whatever, only speaking people, and they're reading an American person's review, a lot of the language and slang and all this stuff will be only applicable
yeah, no, of course.
To that. And like translation problems and all this sort of
yeah.
stuff. So you can kind of see
it's
going
to be
do.
Different views all over the world. I was glad to see, though, that the Dutch people gave it higher. 9.4. Yeah, that's good.
Because you are a little bit Dutch.
I am a little bit Dutch.
50-50.
Yeah, it's good.
You're half orange and then half blue slash red slash white.
Yeah, that's it. Born in Scotland. Dad's English. Mum's Dutch.
Holy crap.
So actually not Scottish.
So
what a kind
you're
of
a kilt wearing, orange eating tea drinker.
No, I think it's kilt wearing, cheese eating tea drinker.
No. Kilt wearing, pot smoking,
pot smoking
tea drinker.
Tea drinker. Pot smoking and whoring myself out.
Yeah, yeah. Work in the red light
district. Working in the red light district whilst drinking tea. Oh my god, that'd be amazing. So, what an image. What an image. Me just in a kilt with
god,
a spliff,
please
drinking no. tea,
whoring himself
sex.
Out. Yeah. For money.
For money.
To buy more tea and
yeah, of course.
Freaking
and
weed.
More weed.
Oh my god.
So yeah, I gave Batman 100%. I thought you might have like a more negative rant.
Well, after playing it for a bit,
now you're like, oh well.
I must admit, the combat is done really well, like compared to Assassin's Creed, where you counter and then hit.
Yeah,
with
Assassin's
Batman.
Creed borrowed everything from Rocksteady's efforts. Like, loads of people
like,
did.
I haven't actually seen a game properly where you can like use. Your surroundings, but particularly your enemies, to like, I don't know.
The animation,
you'd
are
throw
just so
two enemies at each
done.
Other fluidly, and it's not like they're in set specific places each time. They're just randomly in this sort of fighting
arena
pit, and
something.
You just use them
seamlessly.
To, and also, when we were doing that weird battle thing, like. You'd press a button.
Combat map.
Yeah, you'd like go to hit a guy, and then you'd quickly change to your other character you can play as.
Dual play.
And yeah. then, yeah, he'd like throw him up in the middle, and then
yeah,
your
so
other guy would come
I was
in.
Amazed they could do that. Because, of course, there must be, behind the scenes, it must be a mathematical nightmare to try and work out everything.
Yeah.
Least of all for one person, but, you know, getting two people involved, and for you to be able to switch at a tap of a button between the
two. Yeah, I guess that's what.
Oh my god.
The new or the current generation of consoles has allowed coders and whatever
to
do.
Yeah,
because they can compute so much more per second.
I was just wondering, how is that going to work? How are they going to make it so one person can play as two characters seamlessly in these already hectic fights?
The difficulty comes when you try and do that online. Like, that is a. Because single player, yeah, it's just. Coding, blah blah blah.
Well, that's why they didn't do any online, because they wanted to do.
Yeah, when you're trying to sync that between, so that two people dotted around the world are seeing the same thing on screen.
Oh, that'd be insanely hard.
With like all the lag and latency issues and blah blah blah, that would just be so difficult.
That's
the future, definitely.
That's already been done with Arkham Origins, when they tried, obviously not Rocksteady, when they tried to introduce multiplayer into the series, and it really was clunky and just didn't work. And it was even worse that they added trophies to the multiplayer side, so you had to play the multiplayer in order to get trophies, but I just couldn't stick with it, and so, I hated myself for it, because I'm a trophy whore.
Yeah, people that,
especially for Batman.
What do you call it? Like, 1,000 G-ing is Xbox?
Platinum.
You platinum the game. Okay, cool. Yeah, so people that like to do that probably hated that game.
Well, that's okay. I'll still be able to do it for Rocksteady's trilogy, so that's fine. But it is amazing to see the evolution of the fighting system from the first game to the second game to the third. If I showed you the first... Oh my god, the first one is just so simple now. It's just so, so simple. There aren't all these people with, I don't believe so anyway, shields and... Oh, there might be shields. I've forgotten. But there isn't as much variation. So yeah. There aren't people coming at you with knives where you have to counter and pull
and
the stick away. And there aren't people doing all these different, you know, combos and things. It's much simpler. But then again, the fighting was slower, so it was a bit... Kind of slower. It wasn't quite as frenetic as it is now. And like the lead animator who I spoke to at E3, Zafar Coban, I believe his name, he was in charge of doing all those animations, because they've got their own mocap in the studio. It means they can just go in there. Whereas, you know, obviously not a lot of studios are as fortunate as Rocksteady for having the amount of equipment they have to do what they need to do.
I guess they're pretty established now.
A lot of people need to hand animate things, and they need to, you know, do it a lot differently, but then they can just chuck a guy in a mocap suit and boom.
A man with a load of ping balls. Ping pong balls.
Ping pong balls.
Stuck to him.
Yes. That's the reason. You know, I gave Arkham Knight 100% because it is their masterpiece. It's Rocksteady's masterpiece. They've moved continually from their first game to their third Batman game with improvements, raising the bar bit by bit. The first one I'd give 9.2. Second one, 9.6. You know, I didn't even review those first two games. And I may do when they re-release, which they will do on next gen. They're making remasters. Not confirmed, but it's happening.
Yeah. I guess, I keep comparing the game to Assassin's Creed because there are elements of it that are similar. And the difference between the Assassin's Creed games is so minimal. The combat...
It seems harder, the combat in Assassin's Creed. Yeah. It seems so clunky that
I played Assassin's Creed 1. I played the shit out of it. Didn't really play any after that, apart from Brotherhood a bit. I then went and played Unity, the most recent one. And the combat was basically the same. All you do is you wait for them to hit you, press the counter button, then you just kill the guy. And it's the same as the first game that first released all those years ago. And it just shows... that they haven't really adapted and evolved the game.
Not like Rocksteady have with the unbelievable. I mean, it kind of works for Assassin's Creed. I mean, it's got slightly better. You could never compare it to Rocksteady's efforts in terms of how seamless it is, how easy it is to. I haven't played a lot of the last one, but hopefully, it's better.
Black Flag was supposedly the best.
Oh, I love Black Flag.
Actually, that's free on Xbox One at the moment, so I need to give that a go, because I never properly played it.
Gains of Gold.
Yeah.
That's quite good.
Yeah, it's pretty generous, actually. Oh,
I love the... I do love on the Black Flag, going off Batman a little bit here, but I just love the atmosphere and the feel, you know, going across the Caribbean and everything involved. I just got really sapped into it. Like, the first Assassin's Creed, where I really just became enamored with my surroundings. I'm like, holy crap, this is amazing.
I guess another thing we can talk about is the PS4 changes.
PS4 changes?
Yeah, the newer PS4 is apparently more efficient and quieter.
New model has less high-capacity memory modules or something, and is slightly lighter. It hasn't changed in shape whatsoever. Is matte entirely now. Doesn't have the gloss on the cover, which I like. I would prefer to have just matte and not have a scratched gloss cover every time I move it around.
A dusty scratch gloss.
Exactly.
Cover.
Yeah, it's terrible.
It's basically looking at... You've got your Xbox next to your PS4, your Xbox One. It's basically the same. You've got your gloss on the left and then on the right, the matte.
That's true. So, was that the end of our topic on Batman 100%ing?
Yeah, I think we've... I still... Personally, if it was me, I would have...
Of course.
I would have taken into account the PC release being a PC game and everything. But Yeah, I guess I still, it's not 100. No, no game. That, no game is 100.
Quality.
No, not
it's that. Whoa.
Like, you gave GTA a 100. I don't know if you tried to access online when it first came out for the first 2 or 3 weeks.
Separate component.
No, it's not. Like, when the game was advertised, it was a huge part of it. It's like, holy shit, we've got the main campaign, but then we've got GTA Online. And everyone's like, holy crap, I'm looking forward to the main campaign. But GTA Online, oh my God. And then when it came out, it was fucked. So I think that should have been taken into account. But I guess it was quite difficult to do because the online didn't come out till 2 weeks after the original release. So most people have their reviews done by that time.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, I just see it as a 10 out of 10, 100 out of 100. I don't get too much into the 100-point system.
The first time I played Last of Us, it was the remaster, and I'd probably give that 97, 98, like really, really top end. But there's always something, like there would be a 5 or 10 minute spell during the game where I thought, oh, I don't like this, or this is annoying me or something. Mainly when I just repeatedly died from fucking clickers. I remember this one room where there's like,
that's amazing.
You spawn and you can see, well, the respawn checkpoint thing is, it's like right at the start, and then at the other end you can see the corridor. And it's so short, but between it, you've just got this maze of clickers. And it's terrifying. I really hate it.
Yeah, oh God, I remember having so much fun on that game where just being really slow and sneaky. And, oh, the bow was my favorite weapon. Because I'd see how far I could be away from someone. And I'd see an enemy, like, slowly going into the sights. And I'd counter, you know, I'd take into consideration how far it would go, where he'd be.
The drop.
And so I'd do it, and it'd be like the other side of the map. And all of a sudden, it just went straight in his head. Yeah. I'd be like, whoa, that's fucking amazing. Holy shit. And I'd just try and do that all the time. And I was like, I feel like a badass right now. And feeling like a badass, that's what Batman Arkham Knight makes you feel like. Actually makes you feel like a superhero. It makes you feel like Batman. And that's another reason I gave it 100%, because it's the perfect superhero simulator. And no doubt they'll add Oculus Rift support. No, they won't. But
oh yeah, that's a good thing. What is your preferred VR/AR/whatever you want to call it?
Well, it's going to be Project Morpheus, because I prefer PS4, and it'll be involved with a lot of games and things.
I think I'm going to stick for Oculus. I think
You're more PC based, so it's not going to matter too much to you. And also, you get a free Xbox One controller with every one.
I guess Oculus was there from the start, kind of, and everyone else is kind of playing catch up. And also, they've been very quiet with Morpheus. Has anyone really had a hands on yet?
Yeah, I'm out. I played it.
Have you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, what's it like? E3 last year. Back then, it was still very early stages. It had just sort of been announced, or a few months prior it had been announced. But yeah, getting my heads on with it, so to speak. I only had 5 minutes. It's really, really short, but it was fun. And you could tell there was a lot of improvements that needed to be made with the screen and everything else. But this new one is apparently really, really good. And you can use the PlayStation Move controllers for your hands and all this stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm just really, really happy it's coming to mainstream, you know, because with Oculus and everything else, I was like, oh, I can't play it with my PS4, but with the PS4 one, with Morpheus, I can now see people like Sega adding support to Aliens Colonial Marines, or you know, the Big Red Barrel, or whoever doing Outlast.
You can actually play Aliens Colonial Marines.
Oh no, you can
on an Oculus or whatever. So there will be some support.
Definitely, and that's why I love the fact that, I'm sure with Morpheus, loads of devs are just going to go back into their games and be like, I'm going to add this support. And then it's going to breathe new life.
Did we just say Aliens Colonial Marines?
Isn't that what it is?
Colonial Marines was the shittest game in the world.
Oh, what's it? What's the good one?
Oh, fuck. What's it called?
Not Colonial Marines.
Colonial Marines was like the most overhyped piece of shit ever.
Aliens
Isolation,
that's it. Yeah, definitely isolation. No, nothing
not
else.
Not colonial. They won't bother going back to colonial marines. It will be an utter waste of time.
Oh, I forgot about that.
But speaking of VR, something that's really cool that a company have done, like you've got these Apple and Samsung and all these big companies. I'm guessing you've heard of a company called OnePlus.
No.
Basically, they make flagship killer phones that have all the specs of like an iPhone and a Samsung S6, but for like half the cost. And it's a really exclusive company, and you have to have invites and all stuff to get in. You don't have to anymore, but it formerly was like that. And what they did, they're just releasing the OnePlus 2. The original one was OnePlus 1. Now it's the OnePlus 2. That's coming out in about less than a month now. And what they did, to every OnePlus 1 owner, they sent them an email saying, we'll send you... You know, like with the what we did at Samsung, you had that weird headset, and you can get
the Galaxy Gear. Like.
Yeah, and you can get Google Cardboard, which is essentially the same thing. They're sending everyone, all the OnePlus One owners, essentially a Google Cardboard, but for.
So what is a Google Cardboard thing?
So
again,
a Google
sorry?
Cardboard is basically
is it like a headset or what?
Is it like what you do? You know the Samsung headset.
Yeah.
You just put the phone into the front and it just works like VR using the gyros and everything, but it works really well.
And that's Google Cardboard.
Yes.
Because I was really confused. I was getting these invites to Wargaming Google Cardboard events.
Yeah.
I was like,
but what's quite cool
about
it? Do
you get real cardboard? Do you make these tanks out of cardboard and what happens?
What's really cool about this particular thing is the OnePlus One owner's got an email saying we're going to send you our version of Google Cardboard built for the OnePlus One. And the reason they're doing it is because when the OnePlus 2 launch event is going on, every OnePlus One owner can watch the launch event in VR.
Wow.
How awesome is that? I think that's cool. Really, really cool. And it's a really cool thing to do. And it's
the first time I've heard about these OnePlus One phones or whatever.
They're really popular. Well, not popular. They're really well reviewed.
Not popular. A little bit really French good. There.
Not popular.
Not very popular there. Right.
So, yeah, they're pretty cool. But I think that's a really cool thing.
I love. And I do love VR. And the first time I got heads on with Oculus about 2 years ago, you know, that was such
just
an amazing
fucks
experience.
With your mind.
Oh, my God. Going in the cockpit of this jet. And looking around, and I was like, "Oh
it
my
feels
god,
so
I'm
real.
In
space. It feels so real."
That was, I think, god. That was to do with Eve Online or something.
Yeah,
something to do
that
with that
game. Yeah.
And that was so much fun. And to do that, like sitting here, that would be an immense.
But
experience.
It has its place, of course. Like proper competitive first-person shooters, it probably won't ever break into that market.
Well, you never know.
Because
with a few iterations down the
maybe in 10 years time, but right now
where
it won't
zero latency it. And you're like, oh my god,
but
latency
but
bad
for
now,
games but... like EVE Online like you said and all this stuff, yeah, it'd be awesome. So what have you been playing lately apart from Batman?
To be honest, Joel, it's just been Batman.
Oh, fuck's sake.
I have got Devil May Cry 4, the remaster that I need to play for review, and I've got Payday 2, which I need to play, that I need to give you a code for so we can play together.
Yep.
But yeah, it has just been Batman. It's been trying to get all 243 fucking riddles, and I'm at I've got 70 or so left to get.
Yeah,
and that's been the harder because only after getting all these riddles and locking up all of the supervillains can you then see the full ending to the game.
What?
Which has brought a lot of controversy to it because people are just YouTubing it. Obviously, they don't want to spend all their time doing that. And another person from I've forgotten where it was exactly, but they said, you know, if anything, the story to the game. You know, you shouldn't have to complete all these riddles just to get the full story. Joel's totally absorbed into his phone.
Sorry, for some reason, my mum sent me an email. She never sends me emails.
That's interesting.
I don't know what it was. Anyway.
But yeah, you have to get all these riddles just to see the full ending to the game. And, you know, I don't think that's entirely right.
No,
you should have to do all that
because that's a shit ton of hours.
That is a lot of hours, but
and grinding.
Yeah,
probably
and
as
that's
well.
What came into my review of going down to 98 as well. But when I thought about it, you know, when I thought about it, I was like, no, actually, I really enjoy the fact that I have to do all this to get, you know, this full ending because it gives me a reason to go through all these riddles and experience so much more and to be like, holy shit, it's good.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm nearly there, not quite. Although I've been very tempted just to go on YouTube and be like, oh, fuck this.
Fuck this, I'm watching
it. Although I'm going to platinum it, so I'm going to have to complete 100% sooner or later.
Have you seen the, or have you heard of a game called Ark Survival Evolved?
Yeah, it's something about, like, dinosaurs and stuff.
Yeah, it's been, like, top seller on Steam.
Everyone's talking about it. Isn't it coming out on PS4? 3 weeks. Oh my god, The Vanishing of Ethan Carter is out on the 14th of July for PS4. I cannot be more excited for
that. That is a decent game, actually.
Holy crap. First-person game with puzzles and searching and stuff.
It's like the fucking duck game I played. Like unfinished Swamp.
The horror duck game that you thought was a horror game.
So scary.
That's hilarious.
But yeah, I've been playing some Ark.
What the fuck? And it's just this swan going around and these frogs. Holy shit. Sorry, carry on.
Yeah, what was I saying? Yeah, Ark, holy crap. Like, completely new experience. It's buggy at the moment, but it is an early access alpha. But yeah, completely different experience. Oh my god, you're taking a picture of me. It's weird.
I'm sorry, carry on.
Yeah, just really awesome. And when it comes to Xbox...
Actually, looks as though you're waving.
It's like a really, like, that's the sort of wave that when you don't want to wave to someone, but you're kind of like, it's kind of like when you let someone go in your car, like, let them cross the road, just like that.
Yeah, just go. Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, when that comes to Xbox and PS4, I think it'd be really good. And it'll be a more finished game than it currently is, because it needs a lot of work, but the base is there and the core, and because of the amount of copies they've sold on Steam, they're going to have a shit ton of money to put back into the game. It's been top seller on Steam pretty much since release. Like, that's crazy for an early access game that runs like dog shit.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, really, really, really good.
Well, talking of games that are starting up, there's a spiritual successor to PT.
Mmm.
Yeah.
Sounds good, so it does.
So yeah, obviously you're not a huge horror fan, but I was like totally heartbroken when I found out that PT wasn't being released. And you want to went to Konami and
so
be
are
like,
a lot of people.
Guys, is it really not being released?
Josh,
sorry,
put your damn phone on silent.
I was like, it is on silent.
Put it on mute. Like, I have one of these fancy Google Android phones that I can customize and put on mute if I want.
The Google ones where you like change them out like a puzzle.
Oh my fucking god. Guess what I did the other day?
Okay.
Have you ever watched a 360 YouTube video?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh my fucking god. Right, I was in my bed. This video came up on my I was about to go to sleep. And this video came up on my feed. And it's like 360 degree YouTube video. I was like, what the fuck is this? Click on it on my Android phone. I don't think you can do an iPhone yet because it's a Google thing. You might be able to. Might be wrong. But yeah, I was watching this video. And if you own a 360 degree camera, as you're watching the video and you move your phone around, you can move the perspective. After we've done this, I'm going to show you. So there was this guy. He was in his garden and he was talking. And you can look at his face. And then if you move your camera to right, it pans round. Like, you have full control over what you're looking at. Like, you can look down at his feet, you can look in the sky,
wow,
at his house, at his dog. It is just mind-blowing. And are you filming me right now?
No, I'm
okay,
not.
Cool.
Sorry, I'm just... Yeah. Whoa, filming you. No.
But yeah, really, really amazing. Like, the way... And it's one of those things I didn't even hear about. It just happened.
Wow. Like,
I'm going to show you after. And
no,
I need to
watch
thought
I had seen a 360 video before.
I will show you that. Yeah. It's really good.
Wow.
So, are we going to make this short and sweet?
Yeah, have we got anything else to talk about? That's a question. It's been gaming things happening. You can tell it's riveting because we don't get any emails from people where we should. So if you do want to email us and contact us, then do at contact@startreplay.com.
Very easy. Very easy
and
to remember.
Put in the subject line, podcast question, and we will answer that question.
Yeah, we would love
whatever
it.
Whatever it's to do with.
Do you know,
whether
we need
it's
to start asking on Twitter, people send in things, don't we?
Yeah.
And usually we'd have a quiz prepared.
Please,
but that
send in
happened.
Something. No, we haven't got a quiz.
No.
We haven't got a skit.
No.
Well, actually, we haven't done a skit in a very long time, and it'd be quite funny to listen to some of the original ones.
Oh shit!
Like the bank robbing. Oh my god, that's amazing. With the dogs.
Crazy.
It's great. Oh my god.
I think we're on crack or something.
Well, we probably are on crack.
Just served a customer on crack earlier.
Really?
In my other part-time thing.
Oh.
Yeah. It was really weird. She was on some dodgy shit.
Wow.
And yeah, she was fucked up.
Nice. Well, I saw this guy running around town, and he was just screaming and like waving his arms around, and then he just went in the shop and did the same as soon as he went in. I was like, oh my god, imagine if you work in that shop, you'd be so scared. You'd be like, what the fuck is happening right now? So yeah.
And Josh is currently getting sent rude pictures his mobile device.
No, I'm not getting rude pictures. I just got a text saying, can you do texts in podcasts? Or as it says here, can you do text ins in postcasts? Oh, in postcasts. Postcasts? Maybe it's postcast.
I think this is time we end.
Oh, shit. It is time that we end. Joel, thank you for being here.
No problem.
With me. And
I had a nice McDonald's on my way here.
So, oh, I had some cheesy bites. So that's...
Yeah,
that's all I can say.
Cheesy.
It's been nice talking to all of you through your headphones or your speakers or whatever you're listening through. That's nice little love for all of you listeners.
Intimacy.
Any listeners we have. I know Alicia is going to be right up there, number one. So thank
Shout
you,
out.
Alicia. So yeah, speak to you all soon, probably in 2 weeks. On episode 21, but that has been episode 20 so far. Thank you. Follow us on Twitter @StartReplay. Subscribe to us on YouTube /StartReplay, and head to startreplay.com and subscribe to us on iTunes. Give us a review if you can. Love you loads. See you later.
Toodle pip.
Goodbye.
Bye.